In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Spirit, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. The Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to continue now to consider and reflect on the Passion narrative. We finished last time with the agony in the garden, the moment of decision. And now we start with chapter 14, verse 43, the betrayal and the arrest of Jesus. So the text begins, "Then, while he was still speaking to the disciples, Judas, one of the 12, one of those he had picked of everybody in Israel, he was one of the 12 he picked to represent the 12 patriarchs and the 12 tribes. Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders." So everybody sent this cohort out. You know, the chief priests, the theologians, and the elders, the scribes, the elders. Now his betrayer had arranged a signal with them, saying, "The man I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him and lead him away securely." You hear the guilt and the fear in this man, Judas? Lay hold of him. You know, lead him away securely, arrest him. And what's the sign that this man should be arrested, led to trial, and killed? A kiss. The one I kiss is the one. Arrest him and lead him away. He came and immediately went over to him, that is to Jesus, and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. At this they laid hands on him and arrested him. And one of the bystanders drew his sword. This is gentle. It's, we know from the other accounts, it was Peter. And struck the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. Luke tells us that our Lord healed that ear. Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day, I was with you, teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me, but that the scriptures may be fulfilled." Go ahead, do what you want to do. And then these very enigmatic lines, "And they all left him and fled." These are the disciples. They just received the Eucharist a few hours ago. As I pointed out before, almost everybody is traitorous. And that is meant to give us a sense of the mercy of God, to acknowledge our own treachery and receive forgiveness and become a real disciple. The two that the liturgy holds up for us, the two traitors, are Peter, who denied him, and Judas, who handed him over. Now, that shows us, as I've already pointed out, two possibilities. We're all traitors. Now, we can either weep and repent, or we can commit suicide. We can just forget all about it. Don't want to go to ask forgiveness. Afraid we'll never get it. And the church is saying, look, traitors, all of us, follow Peter. Don't follow Judas. And so, and then this very enigmatic text, which is in this form only in Mark. The young man followed him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth about his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked. He was frightened. Now, there's some conjecture that that was Mark. It's not in the other Gospels, but we have no way of verifying that. And so, that's the way the Passion begins. So they led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. Now they've got him. And they have only one thing in mind, killing him. And so that's the way that text goes. So they led Jesus away to the high priest. And all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. Peter followed him at a distance into the high priest's courtyard and was seated with the guards, warming himself at the fire. This is, that time of year in Israel when it can be warm or chilly at night. It's chilly. Peter followed him at a distance into the high priest's courtyard and was seated with the guards, warming himself at the fire. He wants to be there, but he doesn't want to be there. And he wants to be with Jesus, but he wants to be by the fire to stay warm. We're supposed to look at that and say, that's me. I want to be a Christian, but if it costs too much, I'll just kind of compromise. And chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin kept trying to obtain testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they found one. None. Many gave false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some took the stand and testified falsely against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another not made with hands.'" The only record we have of these words is Jesus saying it in John. Remember, the cleansing of the temple and the synoptics takes place on the first of the three visits that they record of Jesus to Jerusalem. John only has one visit. And so it's at this visit that destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll build it up. And John says, remember, he was talking about the temple of his body, not the temple that Herod built, which is going to be destroyed, about 40 years later. So they kept trying to get witnesses, you see. Even this thing about the temple, even so, their testimony did not agree. The high priest rose before the assembly and questioned Jesus, saying, "Have you no answer? What are these men testifying against you?" But he was silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said to him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Now Jesus answers, "I am." "And you will see the Son of Man," that's his favorite title, Son of Man. "I am the child of the whole human race. I am Son of Man. But I'm also Son of Man, that mysterious figure in Daniel 7, who receives power and dominion and glory." "You will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." At that, the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him as deserving to die. Totally put up. Not anybody saying, Jesus, could you explain what you mean? Do you mean that text in Daniel 7? That one day we're going to see you seated like that in glory, coming to judge? No. So they all said he's worthy to die. So then they began to spit on him. They blindfolded him and struck him and said to him, prophesy. And the guards greeted him with blows. This is an allusion to the text in Isaiah. I didn't hide my face from those who would spit on me. It's the last of the servant songs. Isaiah, starting with the last verse of chapter 52 and going through to 53. My servant shall prosper. He shall be raised high and greatly exalted. And it's the beginning of the servant song. It's the other song, though, in 49:1-6, I think, where the servant is speaking himself. And this is a fulfillment of that, you see. Peter is outside. Finally, he denies, I never heard of this guy. I don't know what you're talking about. I swear to God, I know nothing about this man. And immediately then, the cock crowed the second time. And see, he heard the first. He could have stopped. He kept right on going. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had said to him, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he just did that. Now he broke down and wept. When Judas sees the effects of his treachery, he goes to hang himself. As I pointed out to you before, this is meant to show us we're all traitors, we're all false, but you can be like Peter and repent, or like Judas and harden your heart. But repentance is open to you. Go to the Lord, repent for your sins, ask his pardon, and you will have it. That's what that text is telling us, you see. So at morning, they begin now. The chief priests and the elders and the scribes, that is the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. And they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him, are you the king of the Jews? He said to him in reply, you say so. He didn't say yes, he didn't say no. Because yes, he's the king. He's the word of God. But is he the king the way that they're trying to construe it, that he was making himself a rebel against Rome? No. So he says, it's up to you to figure that out. You say so. The chief priests accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him, have you no answer? See how many things they accuse you of. Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. And we'll stop there.